The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay's Whirling.
This is called Where Did Obama's Money Come From? And it's about Obama's troubling internet fundraising. This was recorded and played recently, and because I mistakenly attribute it to Maureen Dowd, an extreme liberal and no friend of conservatives, several listeners were very angry, so it was taken off the air. However, the message is important, so let's try again, only this time generically. It was published in some New York Daily newspaper recently, written by some unknown writer, and it starts this way. Certainly the most interesting and devastating phone call I've ever received during this election cycle came recently from one of Obama's campaign internet geeks, mentioning that the internet raised thus far for Obama over $200 million, supposedly in $10 or $15 increments. This would mean around 13 million contributions, all of which should have been reported to the government. But there's something wrong with this picture. This internet fundraising needs a serious, in-depth investigation and audit, because the internet providers were surprisingly able to trace large sums of money coming from governments like Saudi Arabia, Iran, and other Middle Eastern countries, and some even from China. It became clear that this money was coming from sources other than American voters. If indeed all this is true, we must ask ourselves, is it right for foreign countries, especially those who dislike us, to have an investment in who becomes our next president? This is very scary. While almost all American media is and has been Obama admirers, they almost totally ignore McCain. That is not fair. Is it fair for Oprah to publicly promote Obama and refuse to interview Sarah Palin until after the election? Back to my giving mistaken credit to hateful liberal Maureen Dowd. One can wonder, though, while most of us are politically partisan, there could be moments when we each are confronted with the realization that something about to happen could endanger this country we love, and we suddenly put politics aside and we become concerned that our nation should not be put in danger, especially from foreign sources. Then we close ranks. This could be called political generosity, and this could be one of those moments, and that could be why that liberal newspaper blew the whistle. So, I repeat, is it right for foreign governments to help dictate who is to become our next president, and do they prefer Obama because surely he will be easier to deal with? If we are judged by the company we keep, many of us are uneasy about Obama, and we wonder about his true agenda. McCain, however, has proven that he loves this country dearly and unconditionally. For KSCO, this is Kay's Whirling.